Now, the main reason we're at the boat show today is in preparation for tomorrow's Great Optimist Race, in which, for my sins, I will be sailing a tiny little children's boat called an Optimist across the V&A Marina. And I say sailing with some degree of bravado because, A, that is a boat designed for up to, I think, 13 years of age. I'm a lot more than that. And, B, I have had the princely sum of 3 hours of sailing lessons in my entire life. So I hope it is going to be sailing, not swimming. But really, that is what this entire race is about, hope. And to tell us why, I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Greg Burtish, a big wave surfer, a sailor, a lifesaver, a shark spotter, and most important for our purposes today, the founder of the Little Optimist Trust and the organizer of this crazy race. Greg, thanks for popping in to visit us. I know you're very busy prepping for the race.
Thank you very much. What a beautiful day in Cape Town. Yeah, I'm smiling because of the weather.
Let's hope it stays this way tomorrow. I mean, the story behind this all is incredible, Greg. The founding of the Trust is about your own personal experience of finding hope in tough spaces. Why don't you tell us a little bit of the backstory?
Yeah, Pippa. I mean, I was thrown a curveball when I was 30 years old. Not my first curveball. I mean, I grew up and I battled as a kid in school, and I never quite fit in, and I was bullied, and I was very insecure. And then later on in life, thanks to amazing parents and amazing family, I was able to come through that. But I understand what it's like to be put down and be that little one who doesn't fit in and being bullied and persecuted a bit and not have any self-confidence. And then when I was 30, I was traveling in the tropics and I picked up a tropical bacteria and it attacked my heart valves. And a whole long series of misadventures happened there in and out of hospital, literally for 6 years, where I spent at one time 90 days in hospital on drips fighting for my life. I had 2 open heart surgeries. They couldn't find the bacteria that was attacking my heart valve, and I kept eating it. But during this time and during the over 200 days that I spent in hospital over that period, I met all these families and these kids in hospital in far worse situations than me. And, you know, I actually ended up realizing how lucky I was that I'd got to that age. And I saw these little kids fighting for their lives at a much younger age. And I saw what not only what they went through, but what their parents went through and the whole family unit went through. And that made me realize, like, wow, you know, if I get through this, I've got to help these people and show them that, you know, that I've got through it. And I spent so many hours talking to them and the kids and their families. And I saw that, you know, just that I'd been through an operation, I spent so much time in hospital, and I showed so much hope. They really bought into that, and it made a huge difference. And a lot of those parents then called me afterwards. I'd asked to go and see the kids and chat to them again. And I realized this is what I wanted to do. And that's why we're sitting here today. And, you know, long story, it's all come down to...
What a story it is, though.
The Great Optimist, well, the Little Optimist Trust, and then the Great Optimist Race.
So the Little Optimist Trust, I mean, I know sailing was always an escape for you. You loved being on, your whole family is crazy about being on the ocean, and the rougher and bigger the waves are, the better. It was a place of sanctuary for you, and you sort of fed that love and that sense of love of the ocean into what you do. I mean, the Trust does a lot of things. You raise funds. I think a lot of our listeners will be familiar with some of the projects over the years, from the repainting of the children's hospital to hospital visits to murals on walls in children's rehab units and that kind of thing. You operate in many different forms. One of the things that's perhaps not as widely publicized is the fact that you actually do sailing therapy. Greg, how does that work? Who are you helping and how?
Yes. So, you know, for me, when I was a little boy and I literally battled along and wasn't enjoying my life as a child, at school and with my peers, and I felt I wasn't good at anything, my little Optimist dinghy, which is a real sailing dinghy, it's actually the biggest sailing class in the world. It's this tiny 8-foot little dinghy. As you said, you've got to climb into one tomorrow. It's built for children under 50 kilograms, under 15 years old. So anyone over 50 kilograms, it's definitely it's difficult. But it's the greatest little boat. It's short, it's fat, it's slow. And I just thought it was the greatest analogy and metaphor for a kid who doesn't fit in. And this little Optimist has a giant heart, a huge heart, and he believes he can do anything. And he goes on and he shows other boats and other huge giant catamarans and boats that he can be like them, and he can go in the real ocean. And, you know, if you've got a big heart and you believe in yourself, you can do it. So kids buy into that, whether they're sick, whether they're not fitting in at school, whether they're marginalized socioeconomically or medically, they buy into, they see themselves as that little Optimist. So I thought, what better way than to get them into these little Optimists? Because for me, that little Optimist, I'd climb into my Optimist and I'd literally sail off into the sunset on Longabon Lagoon and forget my problems behind. Yeah. And so now I thought, wow, if we can get kids into it, teach them a skill, but show them a passion that allows them to get out of hospital and find something to live for. And that's why we call it sailing therapy. And we get them out of hospital. We work with Reach for a Dream Foundation, places like St. Joseph's Home for Kids, Law Hill Academy, Rotary. And we bring them in. And for the first time in their lives, they get into a boat and they sail. And they literally forget their medical, their economic, or their problems that they think that they will, you know, whatever they're dealing with at the time, they forget them. And they get into this boat and they drag their hand in the water for the first time, and there's wind in the sails, and they go out and they just experience nature and beauty. And hopefully they learn something as well. They're learning a skill the whole time, and they hope we're trying to teach them a passion, so they come back, and we facilitate them coming back, having more sailing lessons at no cost. And then maybe going on one day to get a skipper's license and go and captain a big boat somewhere in Mallorca, and then, you know, sustain their whole family. Yeah. And that's really what it's about. But it's just giving them an in to something that they would never have thought about or had the opportunity to do.
Now, as you say, okay, I just want to say this again. It is a boat designed for the under 15s and the under 50 kilograms. So I haven't ticked either of those boxes for a very long time, Greg. Neither of you. But the one thing that gives me hope in tackling this race is that you didn't just sail a short course around the waterfront. You sailed your uppie from Hunklip to Langebaan, a distance of over 200 kilometers, and you did it just a couple of years ago. I know how uncomfortable it is squeezing my 5'4" frame into that boat. Tell us a little bit about what you must have gone through in those days that you were at sea in the Oppie.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, again, it was just to show children that this little boat, this little fat, short, slow boat that shouldn't go in the real ocean, could do it. And I wanted to show kids, and I talk to a lot of kids in hospitals and schools now, and I want to show them that an old, middle-aged man like me, who's shouldn't be an optimist, who's had two open-heart surgeries, and who's on the blood thinner warfarin, can still go on and do amazing things and have a great life and inspire people. And so I climbed into this tiny little boat, and I wasn't trying to be a great adventurer or be the first to do anything or do it the quickest. I just wanted to show kids and people that you could do it in your own way. An optimist, he's not going to get there faster. He's not going to, you know, be the fastest or the quickest or be able to spend days out at sea, but he can do it in his own way. And so I sailed it. It took 8 sailing days, over 2 weeks, where I had to hunker down and literally sleep on the coast and on islands and wait for weather and storms to pass me by on some days. And some days I was hunkered down for 3 or 4 days where I couldn't sail. But as soon as the weather showed again and the waves calmed down, I could get out off the beach without being smashed, although I was a few times, the little optimist carried on, and he just wanted to get to the end and show people that he could do it. And that's why when we work with kids, you know, whether they've had an amputation, they've lost a leg, they've had cancer, they've got heart problems, we try and show them that you can still go on. You might not become the captain of Bafana Bafana or skipper of the Springboks, but you can still go on and play soccer or do something that you love doing. And if you have to change that tack slightly and do it in your own way, you can still do amazing things and live for something.
Well, I mean, last year's race was the best possible demonstration of that fact, because the person who won the Great Optimist race last year was Caleb, who lost a leg to a shark incident.
100%, and we couldn't have scripted it better. Like, Caleb shot out into the lead with very little sailing experience, and there we go, a young guy who had who was attacked by a shark, and you know, he's gone on to now represent South Africa and surf for South Africa as an adaptive surfer. I think he's training for the Paralympics. He's just qualified as a dancer at Stellenbosch. I mean, you know, what an inspiration. You get a kid like that a young adult, into a hospital to show other amputees what he's done. You see the light bulbs go off. You see them in their dark place, and they suddenly go, wow, he lost his leg. I've lost my leg. Okay, maybe I can't play rugby now, but wow, now he's surfing. He's now going to swim in the Olympics, the Paralympics maybe. He just won the Great Optimist race. Oh, wow, you know, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Now let's talk about what's happening tomorrow. How many boats are actually taking part? Because, I mean, I'm expecting to be at the back of the pack. How big is the pack going to be, Greg?
The pack is made up of absolute beginners. I think you might be in that
category.
And then novices, intermediates, and then pros. And they all set off. There's a slight handicap, so they set off in 4 batches, also because we can't fit into the tight spaces here on the waterfront. So we set off in 4, but very close together, a couple of minutes apart. And we'll race through the waterfront. And we've got 40 boats racing. and they're representing about 30 charities, and that's what we thought was very different and unique. We thought, you know, we've battled along as a charity ourselves for many years, but I like to collaborate. Everything I've done is a collaboration. When we sell our books, we donate money. When we show our movies, we donate money. And we've brought these amazing charities that we've worked with anyway on board, and you mentioned a few, and we are helping them raise money. We're giving them a platform, because I know how hard it is to get that kind of exposure and to have a platform. And we've helped them now to brand their own little Optimist boat, to bring on, we supply a skipper, or some of them have even been lucky enough to get a celebrity or one of their ambassadors to sail for them, which is amazing. And those boats now race to raise funds and awareness. You know, it's not always about the money, but it's to get your foot in the door. So there's all these small NPOs and charities that are really doing amazing things, and we've given them a platform, we've given them a boat that'll not only race tomorrow, it'll also go into our little sailing academy, and it'll be there available for them to bring their kids or their NPO charity people to come and learn to sail, to come and have sailing therapy, and it'll be exposure for them and help raise money by people donating. And that's what we're asking people to do, not if you can't make it down, or even if you can make it down. It's going to be an awesome race, because we have got some crazy celebrities like Majorzy and Craig Lucas, who won The Voice, and who was in the water. Skara is coming later to train, and we got Pippa Hudson.
Listen, I saw Skara get into the boat last week, and I worried that the boat was going to stay afloat, because the man is a big guy. If he manages to finish the course, I'm going to be so super impressed, Greg.
He's looking good out there, and he's keen. So I think, you know, it's about those guys. It's about the captains of industry. We've got people from very top captains of industry sailing as well.
Yep.
And it's about the survivors. We've got some amazing survivors who are really, you know, coming down here like Caleb, and to show and inspire people and show other kids and people that they can do it, even though we've got Kevin Wright, who's been fighting pancreatic cancer. We've got Hilton Swanson, who had a stroke. We've got my brother Con Burtish, who had brain cancer and is sailing for Cancer Dojo. And we've got these amazing survivors showing what these little boats can do and what they can do to help and inspire others to fight and survive.
So I'm sailing alongside Tanya Bothmer, who's supporting New Breath. She's a double lung transplant recipient. And I looked at her face last weekend when we were out training at Circuit Play, Greg, and you can see the joy and the determination, but the joy to be alive, and the sense of not taking anything for granted written all over her face. And that moment you talk about when the wind hits the sail and suddenly you are sailing for the first time, it was awesome watching her experience that.
Yeah, she is beautiful. So, she's really put, you know, you can see what it means to her, because she's been in that place. And for her to just be sitting there and sailing that boat, you can just see it's like everything, her whole life is just changed. And she wants to show that to other people who are in those situations.
Yeah. So someone asking which charity Cape Talk is supporting. We're supporting the one you're listening to, the Little Optimist. So we're doubling down on the Little Optimist for the Great Optimist Race on Saturday. Greg, for people who want to come and watch and cheer and laugh at us and splash us and fire water guns at us, where's the gathering point? Where do they need to be?
Yes.
When?
So we're at the Cape Town International Boat Show, which has started today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, down at the V&A waterfront. And tomorrow at 12 o'clock, the race will start sharp. So get down here and make sure you're here by 11 or 11:30 to get some standing room, because it's going to be a spectacle to see some of those celebrities, because some of them are definitely not going to only sail. They're going to sink and swim. I'm not looking at you at all, Pippa.
I said some of them.
I said some of them. Rion Mansa, I'm putting you in the water. I reckon you got a... Rion's had about 20 minutes in an Optimist in his life and sailing, so it's going to be very interesting. But yes, if you can't make it, or if you can make it, please go onto our website, thelittleoptimisttrust.org, and you can go follow the links from there. It's to a Back Your Buddy site, and you can choose your charity, you can back your charity, you can back your celebrity, you can back your skipper, and just whatever charity it is, back that one that suits you most. You can back Pippa and see, get her across the line, because Pippa and I both haven't raised very much money, I'm afraid.
I know,
it's a bit embarrassing.
So good at this, so.
But any of the charities, and you can do it on the site, or go to, like you said earlier, on the Great Optimist Race on Facebook. And just, even if it's 10 Rand, it's going to an amazing cause. It really, really does help. And the nice thing is, you can choose the charity, whether it's Dog, or whether it's the Sunflower Fund, or Newborns Trust, or the Little Optimist Trust, any of them. You can choose and just support. It's amazing. And spread the word and come down to the Great Optimist Race at 12.
So the final question then is, who are you putting your money on to go overboard first? Because if I'm not mistaken, it was the NSRI boat that deposited somebody into the water first last year.
Yes, it was Ian Klopper. And
Ian.
He's sending someone else in his place this year because he had an urgent emergency But sure, you know what? I'm gonna claim it just to put pressure on the man. Is the great adventurer Rian Munster. He's a big guy, yep. And he's, you know, he injured his knee a while back. He's done some amazing crossings across the Atlantic, but he hadn't really sailed, and he still hasn't really sailed. But he's gonna give it all he's got. He's gonna arrive. He's gonna jump in that boat, and he's gonna go for it. So there's a bit of breeze tomorrow. I'm putting Tanya Botma right up there. I think she's gonna give everyone a run for their money. And yep. and watch out from sneaking from the back. Pippa Hudson's looking very determined.
Well, I promise you this, Greg. I will finish the course, even if it means I have to swim part of it. I will go there and back again. So great to be part of it. It's been so much fun. It's been so much joy for me to learn this finally at the age of 43. Thanks for inviting us to be part of it this year. And may the best man or woman win tomorrow.
100%. See you on the water, Pippa.